Nation.
Final portion of the show. On the break, we heard new music from Victoria Celestine with Carrying On and Superfecta with Mannequin. Really dug that song, Superfecta with Mannequin. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. What is so funny?
Well, they could hear us while we were playing the music. And they heard the whole story about the soap.
How can they hear us?
I don't know, but they heard the whole story.
I didn't have our mics on.
I know. I said, can you hear us? Because Trucker Tom goes, because he's saying, you know, mess with his friend. And he goes, I'd say text a picture of Joe's ass, but Joanne isn't there. And so then I said, she's trying to wedge herself up his ass for sure. And Tom says, I'm probably charging him for it too, just like the laundry soap. And I said, exactly. We were just talking about the laundry soap. Can you hear us? And he goes, she's already hoarded all the toilet paper. Why not climb up there too? And he goes, yes, we can hear you.
Can they always hear us on break?
I don't know.
Because I didn't have our mics on.
I know. It's like, it's like, can you hear us during the break, guys? That would be important to know.
That would be fucking terrible. Because we usually say very incendiary things about them.
Very, not about them, no.
Well, Joe does.
I don't.
Joe, don't deny it. That's what a president would do.
Joe's girl says, oh my God, he's joking. Oh, thank God. Yeah. There's some stuff we talk about during the break. I don't want everyone to hear.
No, that was interesting.
Yeah, it was, but it's like...
Oh, good joke, Tom.
It's like, damn, Tom, you were right on it. We were just talking
That's
about
fucking
it.
Funny.
I know. I gave me the creeps. I'm like, I'm like,
what's going on with the broadcaster? I don't have the mics on.
Yeah, right. Nice job, guys.
I know.
They pulled a funny on us.
He did.
Uh-huh.
He broke my spirit. Funny.
Oh, glad somebody did. I've been working on it.
I know.
So, all right. I guess we'll do some Ann Jackson.
Mm. Yes.
We'll do some Ann Jackson. Where the fuck? I don't even know where the hell we were with this story. Oh, she wrote to the FBI.
Oh, yes.
And then, yeah, so she's been...
And great to call me.
As you said, he got fired. Time. I see into the
now
future.
She's got time to answer her letters now.
You know there's some fucking scammers that are saying they're Comey. If I was a scammer, that's what I would do right now. That because if I'm doing one of these reloads,
so-called idiot.
No, but I mean, why wouldn't you? Now he's got free time. Yeah. He knows the ins and outs. Why wouldn't you be James Comey? Yeah. He doesn't want to be James Comey.
He wants to get away from James Comey.
Poor guy. He was so inept so many times.
I think he just got, you know, put in a bad position most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was no win.
Yeah.
But what I would say, he fucked up all around. Like, no side was happy with him. So that's why you can't really go, oh, man, he's a Republican, or oh, man, he's a Democrat. I mean, he is a Republican, but he was appointed by a Democrat. But everybody was always pissed at him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's he's doing his job. Maybe not well, but he was doing his job.
Came to work every morning.
He doesn't have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be a sleep-in date.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, he's got – I wonder what they're allowed to say when they're out.
I know if there's
much.
A gag order, if you're allowed to say, you know what fucking happened?
No,
I'll
you
tell
can't.
You
no, you got a gag order. You sign off on that.
You think so?
Of course, you're from the FBI. Can't go blabbing.
Shit might get leaked now, though. More shit might get leaked.
I know. That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Mm.
And if it's in the National Enquirer, Don will believe it because he has cited the National Enquirer before as real news.
Like in Men in Black, they're the hot sheets.
The hot sheets?
Yeah, in Men in Black, they go over to the hot sheets, and it's all the tabloids. Mm. They all know those stupid things about, you know, people being aliens, and he's like, no, those are true.
Okay. All right. Scam Busters, Ann Jackson. I'll hit the music pip. Give us the categories.
All right. Well, you guys know what category number one is. It's Mr. Davin.
Well, it certainly is.
This week, we're going to do category number is going to be fucking liars, and number three is going to be mafias.
All right, pretty run in the mill there. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
You want to guess back on the board? I get you.
I'm trying.
I get you.
So, what do you think, Joe?
Three Mr. Davins.
Okay.
And
I always feel like it's a deli order.
Yeah.
I'd like three Mr. Davins. A couple of fucking liars on the side.
I'm gonna go with
a quarter pound
three,
of mafias.
Three fucking liars.
I do.
And
you too.
And one mafia.
Oh, okay. One mafia.
Really? No confidence in the mafia, Jeff?
Right. I look at all sorts of the variables, the time of the
Do you have charts?
Your exuberance, the time of the show right now, her mood.
How much my voice is not giving out or giving out yet.
Where we are with the story, so a little strategy.
I got you, Jeff.
A little strategy.
I'm going with seven Mr. Davins. I'm going to say two fucking liars and three mafias.
All right.
Let's see. So we have Joe's girl says four Mr. Davins, one fucking liar, and zero mafias.
You all right, Dracula? What the fuck?
One fucking liar.
Count Asula over there.
Trucker Tom says three Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and one mafias. And Lisa says seven Mr. Davins. Oh, great minds think alike.
Jesus.
And so do we. And two fucking liars and zero mafias. All right, kids.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now, remember when we last left off, she was telling me that she was working in the airport in Japan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, what did I say? I go, last time I was in Japan was in 2007, 2008. I would like to come back as it was a work trip and I did not get to do much sightseeing. Maybe you can even show me around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
She's not attacking me. I'll be nice.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
This is Dateline now, by the way. This is Dateline, September 9th, 2014.
Okay.
September 9th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Number one.
IC3 sent mail to me. I like it better when you guys chime in with the me.
Okay.
It shouldn't just be
me. It's a responsorial. What is this, a Baptist church?
Yes. Call and response.
Are you not a believer? I sold the house. I'll get back to you.
No, I believe.
So IC3 sent mail to me. You can
me!
And then she sends it to me, complaint. And these are the complaint and the complaint.
Not like Gonzo.
Complaint inside comment. Complaint ID numbers and passwords. And there are four different ones. You can see what one looks like for when IC3 gets back to you. And it says signed IC3 tech support.
Okay.
The bottom.
Yeah, I'm looking. You can access the complaint app. Oh, well, wait. That doesn't look terribly weird.
No, I know, stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
I respond to it, I go,
will you be a great lawyer? Here's Exhibit A. Well, it looks real to me. Yeah, we know, stupid. Give it back to the bailiff.
Wouldn't hearings be much better if it was like that?
I'd sit.
Give it back to the bailiff. Too true.
I go, that's official. That is how they do business. Are you seeing how this is much different than brown cotton?
Yeah.
Because we've had Brown Cotton's nonsense, and now the real FBI is getting back to her.
Right.
And I know this because I filed something with IC3 about Julian Avalos. Mm. So she goes, Brown Cotton, what did you say to me before? You will return the money to me. But never. FBI will attention this case due to your stupid ability and cheating on the victims.
That's going to stick in my head over the day program. I'm going to attention this order.
Write that down, Pip.
I'm going to attention this order.
No, this case.
Oh, this case?
Yes, Joe's just making it his own. It has been 2 years that I never get any fucking money back. You also use me to get the victims, and no one gets money back. You were trying to kill me when I told you I was suffering from the financial problem, and I also had no social insurance. All of you tried to kill
me,
and you asked me to raise money. Money, money. She got three monies on that. Money, money, money.
Money. A lot of songs about money.
Apparently. Joe's doing one he wrote.
No, that's Abba's version.
Is it? Of course it is.
Money, money, money.
That's the tune. That's the tune. Good girl.
I never get money back. It is real recovery scam. You are a fucking idiot, man. FBI will investigate you soon. Return the money to
me
and the victims. You keep the silence.
You keep the silence.
You keep the silence, stupid. You know what you did with it.
You did. You know
you broke the silence, so you keep the silence.
I'd rather you keep the silence.
No, not the silence.
The silent.
The silent. You keep the silence. Go ahead, and you will deal with your case. It is advanced fee fraud. She's
look at you learning something, Miss Jackson.
Yeah, sure. Mr. David!
Two.
Dose.
I told you someone was tracing Me. I did send mail to IC3, and maybe they will start the case soon. What are you laughing about?
You're like you're leading a shit version of Simon Says.
Well, look at the shitty children I play with.
Tom says, why haven't the memes been a category yet? That's a guaranteed 20 to 30 per segment.
That's a very valid question, Tom.
I just said that's a good idea.
Stupid Pip. Fucking up the game. And that'll be the week where there's no me's.
Don't you yell at me.
Oh, God, that'd be funny.
Wouldn't that be amazing? It's like, you this, you that. How about me? Me!
No, me nothing. No me.
No me.
Do re. Me. No.
Paso.
I want to go to bed early today. My staffs at airport admit my working ability.
Why?
Well, they admit your working ability.
They do, my staffs.
Your staffs.
My staffs.
My staffs and my rod, they comfort me. I don't know.
They can if you ask nicely. I am so happy. So happy.
Wait, what?
She said, I am so
happy.
She's
so happy?
She's so happy.
She never, ever, ever says that. That's why I went, what?
She said she's happy.
Okay. Mm.
I have a good day. This is a new Anne.
Yeah.
And I respond, glad you are happy, smiley face. And then she says, I can show you around, no problem, when I come to Japan. Things are looking good.
Wow.
September 10th, 2014, I thank her. September 12th, 2014, Brown Cotton, if you are tracking me, you are assholes.
Wow.
Well, I'm just fighting words.
Yeah, I used to have one, but somebody ripped me a new one.
Funny.
I think IC3 is tracking the hole that I sent to them. You think about holes. You can usually track them. You just have to follow your nose. Yeah. Sometimes they leave skid marks. You can find a hole.
It's not like one of those difficult things like a side of the road drunk test. Can you find your own hole? You know, it's again.
It's a tracking hole.
Funny.
Tracking.
I found you or IC3 are trying to connect to my PC. This is the real cyber war. You want to kill
me?
Go ahead. I do not care because I will expose everything. Not my tits.
What?
I did not say that.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
My joke got excited for a moment.
Tits.
Tits? What? I'm awake now.
Now with extra flap, Jackson. You will be arrested, and so will James H. Miller and Parker Green. Of course, that fucking idiot Melvin Santos from idiot UN Secretary.
No, of Roll course call. I don't have a fucking idiot today.
Mr. Davin!
Well, three.
I would like to tell you the truth that the FBI is tracing them, if my guess is not wrong. It sometimes is.
Yeah, usually it is.
I did update the truth to IC3. This is the best way to prove the truth. Parker Green and James Miller are fucking U.S. soldiers.
Ugh.
I know a lot of people fuck U.S. soldiers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they might be.
She's on board again. This is what I know. They are online very often. Number one. They took the money from the victims, and then they run away without taking any responsibility. They lie to
me.
Number two. That fucking James H. Miller want to use me. I know why he will get punishments if the cat could not get out of here quicker.
I see the cat.
Cat peed and ran.
Why are they yelling?
It's like these assholes. Like watching TV and there's a commercial. Yeah.
What they're doing, but that's the worst song ever.
They stink. My owner and his stupid friends. Yeah. Why do they come coming to my bathroom?
I hate that. Yeah, it's like I can't hold it in for 3 hours. Come on.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you run into the can, there's two cats doing a show.
I'd go.
Is that what they're doing in my sink?
Ew.
Ew, they're in your sink?
Yes, the cats go up for a drink in the sink.
Like, we're the assholes here.
Well, those are two separate topics.
Right.
People who have cats, a lot of times the cats will drink out of the faucet.
My cat now drinks out of a cup next to
the...
Yeah, because my wife has encouraged this behavior.
Faucet is next.
Yeah, she'll look out of the sink after I've done washing.
Yeah, no, they don't have any standards.
No, they lick their own ass. Why would they?
Yeah. That's why I have cats.
Well, that's like I used to do this.
They lick their own ass.
I used to do this joke in my act.
Is it like yours?
No.
With the sandpapery tongue? That's
going to
smart.
I got that problem.
It's going to be easy to trace the hole.
I don't know. I did this bit years ago about gourmet dog food, and it's like, your dog will know the difference. No, we want the mutt licks his ass. How the hell is he going to tell?
Yeah,
because I saw him drink out of the toilet last week. Should I get him Perrier water? What? I don't want...
He doesn't exactly have a refined palate.
Yeah. Sure he does. Eats gourmet food. Just shits gourmet shit. Yeah. Makes sense.
My dog is demanding that I give him sorbet after every can of Dinty Moore.
Well, if you lick you need something to cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, my God. Lisa just said, I had to look at this like three times. Lisa just said, Davin, your pussy is talented.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes, someone notices.
Yeah, look for me on RedTube. Don't worry.
Okay.
That's not for you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Joe knew. That's what matters.
I looked like...
Somebody's going to Google something when she leaves, though. Boy, is she going to be surprised.
I'm not doing this bit this week. No, I don't want to look there.
Ooh, we have to do that. Anyway. Yeah. Number three, Jennifer Green is a real scammer because she is a fucking liar.
Fuck. Oh, damn it.
What?
I had plural. Damn it. She's a fucking liar. Damn it.
The way she did is really like Jayanthi Marum, who was her original scammer.
Yeah.
That Jayanthi Marum lied to me.
Me.
That was not good when I'm sorry.
Sorry, I lost the trail there.
Saying her son is sick and she cannot put the money. This liar Jennifer said to me that she got hit by a moving car. One of our favorite stories.
Yes.
She also put the money in it and she asked me to pay and pay. She asked me to trust her, but she never informs the real bank. Completely same as that fucking Jayanthi Marum. You can see her personality. She's a real typical scammer.
Mm. Okay.
I respond. I go, active duty U.S. soldiers do not have the time to be online all the time.
No, right.
They're fighting a war.
Mr. Davin, busted!
Oh, what?
Mr. Davin.
Yes.
And then she said busted.
Four. Mr. Davins.
Oh, there's no busted.
No, just Mr. Davin.
Right. This fucking brown cotton is online. Brown cotton, the day will come to you because you lie. What did you say to me? You hold the funds. Go ahead. You will get arrested, and I swear it to you. Mr. Davin.
Ooh, five.
I am going to send out the info to every FBI office to sue this fucking man, Brown Cotton. Washington, D.C. FBI judged it as a scam. This means Brown Cotton is a shameful man lying to
me.
Please see the true conversations. We got a conversation coming, kids.
Oh, nice.
I will update it and send it out. I do not lie. Remember last week she said everybody called her a liar.
Yeah.
So she's still trying to prove it, and we believe.
Yeah.
These people, Eric Board, James H. Miller, and Parker D. Green, lie to me. I did not contact James Miller often because this man is an asshole. Yeah, but he does a show with you every week.
Wait a minute. Why does he keep coming
this
up
man
in your
is
life?
An asshole.
I feel like that should be how the host brings you up from now on. I feel like that should be your intro. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together because this man is an asshole, Joe Curry. I feel like that should be your intro.
People would be like, what?
No, people go, oh, I've heard. And then you start getting known and you build a brand.
I love his work. That asshole.
Yeah, sure. Oh, it's the asshole I've heard about.
I
heard about
it
from some woman, Joanne, but it spread. More people think so. Oh, boy. Where was I? Anyway. This man is an asshole. I did warn him not to ask money from anyone before, and asking money is scam. He is a fucking liar. See through the lies from this gold bar scam. Number one, Brown Cotton flew to North Korea to Japan. He said it is only route left. He is a motherfucker.
Oh, wow. I would have liked to have planned that one.
He is idiot.
He is idiot.
But remember, it wasn't that long ago that she thought this was perfectly sensible,
yeah,
to fly from North Korea to Japan. Now it seems like I've made progress.
For the moment.
But these moments are becoming more and more.
Yeah, true.
Number two, he never brings gold bars but sends me the fucking document. He is a liar.
Yes.
Number three, Eric Bohr informed
me
James Miller committed suicide. Number five, all this skill is real scam. Number five, he wanted to get Visa. I suggest a MasterCard. No.
What?
There's another controversy we could talk about. He wanted to get Visa. Mm. This man never comes to Japan. They are fucking liars.
Oh, one. Thank
Yay.
Aw, oh, Pip feels like she participated.
Jesus. Yes, I'm very...
That's not what Jesus would want to be thankful
no,
for.
No, but I feel vindicated.
As well, you should. So here's a conversation between Brown and Anne. All right, you guys ready?
Sort of.
And this conversation happens on February 21st, 2013. So this is a while ago.
That's a while ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, her conversations dot around.
Yeah.
IC3 Brown goes, what is this? She goes, return the money. I have no money. I am in trouble. And Brown says, I will return it, please. Anne says, I do not want to talk to you anymore. My company is suing me. Brown says, I can't send money from here. and says, anyway, send it to me. Should we be doing the meat for the conversation? I feel not.
No.
Send it to me. You must ask Eric. Brown goes, okay, I will. Anne goes, James killed himself yesterday. Ask Eric. Eric told me. She's expecting this Miller to be dead. This is one of her great disappointments that Miller fucking lied about killing himself.
You know, how dare you?
No shame.
Why didn't you do it?
Stupid, you calling the suicide help hotline.
Yeah.
Stupid. Think how selfish you were. I had expectations. You're right there, Pip. Swallow. Mr. Helix likes it that way.
Looks like a dramatization of what was going to go on later.
Oh, my God, you asshole, Swallow.
Such a mouthful of iced tea.
Yeah, well, at least it's iced tea. Let the boys swim.
Oh, God.
You good?
Yes.
All right. Otherwise, Joe is going to have to coax your throat like a cat swallowing a pill. That's Joe's move. Joe's girl's nose. There's that awkward conversation. Joe reaches a stupid little hand out.
Like a cat swallowing a pill. I had to give a cat a fucking pill, too.
Hold still.
God damn it. Will you hold still? Don't bite me.
Joe's in the car. Slop towel's nowhere to be found. There's Joe's girl. Joe's just working his stupid hand on her throat so it doesn't get on the upholstery because he's got a gig this weekend and he has to drive somebody. It's hard to explain.
I was hoping that when you were saying hold still.
Joe, I'm not part of that. Where was I? That's my thing. That's my gig, man. Work your own side of the car, Joe's girl.
Wait a minute. I was hoping that when you were saying go.
How come you don't rub my throat, Joe? You just make me take it whole and slow moving drabs. I don't understand. You should see the way the food drops out of his mouth. That comes fast and furious.
Too tired to fight.
Much like Joe's girl. Too tired to fight.
Well, before when he was saying, just take it, I'll keep still, goddammit, I was hoping he was talking about the cat.
Oh, that's funny.
Weekends with Joe.
Stop moving around!
Don't
God
worry,
damn it!
Don't worry, Joe's girl. It gets better. Soon you can come in the house when it's under the contract. You're moving up. You're not a vehicular girlfriend much longer.
We discussed that.
Of course you have. Because there's only so often she's going to put up with your shit in the car.
Oh, and it's a gated community, too, so busybody dumbbell ex-wives can't get in.
All right.
Well, that's good on a couple levels, not all of which I'll discuss.
Oh, yeah.
But Gator will serve this relationship
she's
well.
There's going to be a picture of her in that booth like John Dillinger.
Do not admit this person. Yep. Oh, God.
Now, come on, Joe's girl.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Fucking rubbing her throat. I wonder if that works on women. I should try that.
But why are you looking at me?
Because you're a woman. Here. You're a woman. I'm giving you credit as being a woman. I don't. You often do that.
Oh, that's true. Thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
That. But it was a little strange after what you just said.
No, but I wouldn't. Like, it works on a dog and a cat. But like, if a woman's like mulling it around, because there is that moment before they spit. Like, I wonder if they'd probably get afraid if you reach for the jugular that you're going to choke them out.
Yeah, I would be really.
But if you have that confidence, or foolish or not, where they think you're not going to choke them out, I wonder if the swallow if you. Rub their throat if you can convince a spinner to become a swallower.
Wait, the way you're doing it right now, it's just like flapping around like he's got
the how do you like your throat rubbed?
Wait,
I don't know.
Wait, you're just flapping the fingers around like you're playing with the turkey waddle neck. No.
Well, how do you do it?
No, like you do with the cat.
Is that how you like it?
You don't come at it with a hand like I am going to choke the life out of you.
All right, Pip, I don't know. Tell me how you like it. I don't know.
I don't. Well, that has not happened. But I'm saying that
the way you're going on about it sounds like it has.
Yeah, but the way you looked at your hand. I'm like,
I don't know. I don't rub throats for them to swallow. They team players. They do it on their own volition.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
They help by giving a pill.
A cat. A woman's sperm. Stupid.
A woman's sperm. Wait a minute. Hold on. We're all confused.
It's good for
here.
Their fur. Wait a second. Give them clear eyes.
A shiny coat.
That's what I tell the girls. It's good for your hair. It's like beer, but inside.
It gives you a sandy little tongue. Scratchy.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I've never been with a woman where she has that shouldn't I swallow moment. They either do or they don't.
Yeah, there's not a lot of, like, sitting there debating.
No, they know going in.
Pretty much.
You sure? Yeah, they've made that decision, I think. I don't know.
I just assume.
I don't know. I mean,
well,
I,
you're
I'm
a woman. You would know what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, but I'm not going to speak for all of them.
But
I
you're premeditated. You know if this guy's a spitter or a swallower. you know how you feel about him. If he's a keeper, you're a swallower. If you don't like him that much, you spit.
And that's not really the thought process.
Well, tell us the thought process of a blowjob, Pip.
Rather not.
Well, Joe won't. He's selfish. He likes to keep these things secret. He's not a good radio host.
We should have experience. We've been working with a dickhead for 5 years.
Oh, and you swallow like a champ. You're a good little boy.
Hey, well, I will not identify you ladies out of just respect. But
it's Tom, isn't it?
The Jen Pen is saying, good women swallow.
And then that's Lisa.
And then somebody else said, I can't even comment on this.
That's Joe's girl. Yeah, that was really tough to figure out. Ooh, how would I ever figure this out? We know Lisa's a whore, and we know Joe's girl has to keep some things mum, unlike her lips. Which is what he loves about you. We talk in between. You can't hear.
Stop talking about-
And now Davin gets Joe in trouble.
Yes.
Because
yes.
He can.
Yes.
And now Joe denies.
And Tom says, damn it, my laptop overheated. Couldn't handle the jocularity going on. Yeah. His laptop is steaming.
Is it?
I guess so.
I don't know. Fucking stop jerking off the dog. Let's go. Focus, everybody.
All right. Leave the dog out of it. That's nasty.
Have
Bella's
you heard
a good girl.
She fucking looks the best. I didn't meet Bella. When I stayed at with Tom, I
ask her
Bella
whose tail that is. Ask her whose tail that is.
She knows. She's smart. Yeah,
I would have liked to. Bella seems like a sweetie. I would have liked to have met Bella.
I know.
The other dog
a doggy.
Have, the other dog they have is very nice, too.
I want a doggy.
I want to meet Bella. I want to play with her. Pet her.
Okay.
Say hi.
Okay. Settle down. Go to Michigan. You can meet Bella.
Lisa says, yes, it was me. I'm not a whore. Much.
Just a whore when it counts, Lisa. That's all we're at. Not with everybody, but with the girl, but the guys you're with, you're fucking a team player. That's what we love about you, Lisa.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, everybody's a team player on this team.
Go for the gold, girl.
Exactly. And swallow whole. Anyway, let's move on. I don't know where the fuck I was.
We're all distracted.
Okay. Oh, James killed himself yesterday. Ask Eric. Eric told me. Brown goes, James is not dead. Ann goes, I do not know. He does not contact me. Brown goes, Eric said James is okay. I wish these guys would get the story straight.
Yeah, really? Aren't you guys on the same team or the same person or whatever's going on?
It makes me think that they're not the same person.
I know.
Might be a couple different people.
Yeah, it might be because they're not able to, of course, you know, keep
the
same story straight. Yeah.
Ann goes, he does not contact me anymore. Brown says, I will send your money to you, okay? Ann goes, I will be in jail for 15 years at least. Brown says, I am trying to get out. Ang says, send money to me. I have no money at all. My company cannot help me anymore. Brown says, and I quote, okay.
He just doesn't give a shit.
No. Ang goes, I will go to jail. Brown goes, me too. It's a fucking pity party, these
two.
Yeah,
really.
Oh, who's going to go to jail for longer? Me. No, me.
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 Ang goes, you did destroy.
Me.
You do. You make my life useless. You are stupid. You really are. You wasted time and money. Brown says, very perceptive here. This is how you know he's real FBI. You are mad.
Way to read women there.
This guy's good with this shit.
Yeah.
Ann goes, not mad. Brown goes, you sent me to jail. Ann goes, you destroyed me. Brown goes, and you have the guts to talk to me?
You got the guts.
You got the guts.
You got the guts to talk to me.
You got own guts?
You got own guts.
No, gods.
Gods.
Ann goes, not me. James reported you, not me. Brown goes, 25 years. Ann goes, I did not know it. Brown goes, you did. Fuck you.
I don't know what's going on.
Ann says, go to jail. Brown goes, what, James? Ann goes, he killed himself. I do not contact him. Brown says, James is working at Bahamas.
What?
Apparently he's playing Atlantis also.
Yeah.
Is he eating bologna sandwiches?
He might be. Before he killed him. That's probably why he killed himself.
Yeah. I can't eat one more piece of bologna.
Ann goes, ask him. Brown goes, you are stupid. Ann goes, not me. He will. I do not know. Brown goes, you reported me. Ann goes, I will report him. Brown goes, you. Ann goes, I do not. Brown goes, stop lying. Ann goes, to whom? Ask James by yourself. Brown goes, the lawyer will take me out and I will fly with the gold. Sounds like an Olympic fucking inspirational talk.
Tom says, you are mad. Wow, did you hurt yourself with that analysis? Really?
This is why Trump had a fire. It didn't make the top headline that Comey got fired, but Brown got also fired today.
Fired.
The Bureau lost their confidence in him.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, and this just in, Donald Trump has fired Brown Cotton. That would be fucking awesome.
God, I would be screaming at the television. Whoa!
I would have to say, I agree with the president's move. I support it.
Brown Cotton is an asshole.
He is. Good move, Mr. President.
He's assholes.
Yes. Ann goes, I do not contact him. Brown goes, you reported me. Ann goes, to whom? Brown goes, I was trying to help you. Ann goes, to whom? I reported you to whom? Brown goes, Eric. Ann goes, I just told him the routed. Brown goes, I am coming out this tomorrow. English is fucking not even apparent anymore.
Not even close.
Ann goes, Eric is helping you. Not me. He told me he would. I do not know. Brown says, I will fly with the gold to UK. I will not come to Osaka again. That's, I guess, where she is.
Yeah.
Ann goes, why not thank to Eric? Brown goes, you did. You are wicked. Ann goes, who is wicked? Eric wants to sell gold. You will bring gold. Do not lie to me. Brown goes, yes, I never lied to you before. These two, two need to fucking just fuck and get it over with.
Really? Yeah.
They're not good linguists.
No.
Ann goes, what is going on with this? I do not understand it well. You ask Eric. James is sick. I thought he was fucking dead.
Yeah, I thought he was...
If you've ever played Sick, Dying, Dead, which is a game where we throw catch, once you're dead, you don't come back. You're out of the game.
Yeah, done.
What is this, fucking Zombie Miller? What the fuck is going on here? Zombie Miller.
Zombie Miller.
James is sick. He's not well. He does not contact me. Only Eric messages me. Jennifer is sick. Brown goes, because of all the stress. Ann goes, she cries a lot. Sometimes she cries when she's alone at night.
Yeah, well,
Warren song.
Or because the wounds for being hit by the car still hurt.
They smart. Brown goes, he has sent me €1,000 to clear it here. Ann goes, my friend is dead. He lent me money. I don't know which friend. Maybe the original fucking friend.
Well, you don't know him anymore.
That's true. Brown goes, the immigration here now know I am not a criminal. The gold was given to me by James. They have verified. Ann goes, you should ask Eric. Eric is a good man. He tries to help you. This is what I know. Let him sell the gold. Jennifer wanted to come to Japan. She has a job. James killed himself yesterday. I got news from Eric. Please, ask Eric. Eric asked me to send the links to him. Brown says...
That was a lot of information in one sentence.
It really was. A sentence like this, punctuation.
I was hopeful.
Brown says, James is fine at the clinic. Apparently, he was just a little burning when he peed. I don't know. I don't. These assholes are not good at this.
No.
James is fine at the clinic. Mr. Green told me. Please, stop lying. Ann goes, I got news from Eric. Not Green. He is well, but I do not think so. James is stressful. He will kill himself at any time. It is true. He told me many times. I do not know it well. Why you ask me? I am not James. You had better send mail to him by yourself. Brown goes, hey, I did now, and I'm waiting his reply. Ann says, he does not get his contact. Brown says, I want to get to the Japan embassy. Ann says, you should. Brown says, to get 1 month visa. I have to fly to Osaka direct, I am thinking. Ann says, Eric arrested more than 35 criminals. I cannot work anymore. You will have problems again if you bring gold to UK. You should let Eric sell them. Eric can sell them with good price. He sent me mail to me about this. Do not waste time. Brown says he cannot. The documents are in your name. Ann says he can. Brown says, I am out now. I want to go to Japan Embassy. The immigration needs €25. The why have the box?
I know that.
I kind of don't want to do anymore.
What?
Because there's a lot more. My throat hurts. But I don't know if this is a good place to start.
Yeah, it is.
What do you want? Like a couple more man's pip? I mean, I don't know.
No, I will stop there, but just mark it so that we know where we come
but
back
to. But it's the middle of fucking conversation, and they're still talking about the same thing.
I know, but they're just going round and round. So we could start up with the same thing.
We won't remember, though. That's the problem.
What? That they're having this conversation back and forth? It's the same kind of conversation they have a lot.
Let's see if we can get through a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Let's see. It's all about the same fucking shit, these assholes.
Look at how many pages of...
That's tomorrow.
Yeah, really.
I would leave it here.
Of course you would. You're not a team player.
Hold on. Let me rub your throat, Joe.
Let's see. All right. We'll end it with the documents are in your name. Oh, wait, no. Where Brown wants to fly to the Japanese embassy. So leave a note for this, because we're not going to be doing this for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to do it without you next
week.
Right.
Start here next time.
I know what my line fucking means, Joe. I know how to do this.
All right. You just sounded like you didn't know. I was trying to help you.
Joe's girl said stroke your throat so you can swallow. I love this.
All right, you know what? That's what the segment's called, Stroke Your Throat. Which is odd, because the first segment's going to be called Not the Stroke Show.
Yeah, well, you know what? We should think of something for the second one. It's a theme.
No, it's just the Mother Worst Mom's Countdown.
Yeah,
that's the
okay.
Worst Mom's Countdown. But, all right, so what do we learn here?
Well, this is.
We learn anything?
I don't think we learned a damn thing.
No, because she's going back in time, and she's telling you. Well, that there was a lot of confusion about whether James was dead or not.
That was the theme.
That was
that's what I was thinking too. Is James Miller not dead? He can be dead. He might be sick. He might be in a clinic. We don't know. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that. Because we're not going to do this next week.
No.
Without you, we're not going to do Jane next week without you.
See how important.
And then we're off the following week because I'm in Cuba.
Yeah, nice.
And then we'll come back and hit this hard. I'm sure I'll have some good stories about Cuba.
I'm sure.
I'm going to be on a cruise with my family and my parents. There's going to be fucking stories.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody might not come back alive. Somebody might wind up overboard. There's going to be stories.
Well, it might be you. Maybe we should make plans in case he doesn't come back.
Joe,
you want to take the equipment? I would like to see Guantanamo.
Yeah, I would too.
See what the hubbub's about.
Yeah, I think Joe. The Joe.
How long would you like to see it for?
They did what?
How long would you like to see it for?
Funny.
This can be arranged.
Really,
anything can be arranged.
Yeah, I don't think the president's taking your call, stupid.
No,
I don't think he's a fan of you.
Really not.
I just get a fucking tweet from Trump. Fire Pip. Pip's been fired. That's the next fucking breaking news. Pip Helix has been released due to incompetence. The fans have lost confidence in Pip's ability to run the board, to run the fucking chat room.
Trucker Tom says, I don't know at what point he said this, because total show derailment in 3, 2, 1.
That had to be the throat swallowing.
Yeah, it's a problem.
All right, let's.
Oh God.
Thank some people. We got some guests coming in next week, Joe.
Yes.
We got Sensei Russ. Is
nice.
Today. And Vincent from Portobello is going
to
be in.
Well, see, it takes two people to replace me.
Yeah, that amount of suck can't be filled by one.
They both just stared
at me.
No, we
love the Pip Helix.
A really long time.
No, I love the Pip Helix. We waste a lot of time in that first segment waiting for Joe.
I'm sorry I worked a full day and then have to drive 2.5 hours in rush hour traffic to get here.
Your apologies accepted. Yeah. But we have a good time with it.
Yeah, you know. We do.
And then Joe walks in and, you know, we make fun of him. He makes fun of us. Good time.
No. I think that the proper way to say it is that we attack him and then we move on to the show.
That is the show.
And I attack back.
Oh, yes, you do.
You're adorable when you do it, too. Look at your little paws.
Barracuda.
They're going to be sharp like a big dog one day.
First thing I'm going to scratch like a post is you.
In 3, 2.
And this is why you have to stroke throats to get them to swallow. You're not a nice person. Nobody wants angry sperm in their tum-tum.
Angry sperm.
No!
Picture this sperm little screaming with pissed off faces.
Yeah, there's like fucking... They're fighting with the filet of fish sandwich that they had earlier in the day. Fish was minding its own fucking business. Joe's angry sperm coming, start kicking the square fish.
That'd be a good name for a punk band.
What?
Angry Sperm.
Isn't that right?
Probably is already.
We're coming to your town.
There it is. Are you a spunky band?
Along with the other coming attractions?
There it is. There it is.
I know. Tom is making fun of me. He goes, it takes two people to replace me. Crickets.
Well, yeah.
Why would we want to replace it with crickets?
Oh, man, somebody's dying.
Jiminy. Jiminy's a good cricket.
No, I think we're out of gas.
Let's go.
No, I got enough to fucking light you on fire.
Jiminy's a drag. He's always telling you what you should be doing. Let your conscience be your guide.
That's true. I never thought about
it.
Yeah, that
would be a real drag.
But I thought, well, like, give a little whistle. Wasn't that him?
Yes. But he was always telling you, what to do.
Yeah, but he's telling you to wish upon a star.
Yeah.
No, you're not into uppity crickets?
No,
You racist insecticide bitch.
No, so goddamn cheerful.
She's insecticism.
You think Jiminy Cricket was gay?
He's a snappy dresser.
Yeah.
Why would he be gay?
He just seemed very dapper and happy. And
there's other men that are not like you that are happy and dapper that are not gay. They're happy and dapper because they're not you. That's a reason right there.
Not talking to me. We're talking about crickets.
You're talking about crickets, and not even real ones. Yeah. I think it's a little incendiary to assume that Jiminy Cricket, a beloved character from Pinocchio, is gay.
Well, it's not wrong if he's gay.
I think it's homophobic of you to be worried about the fact that he might be gay.
That's right. I never said there was a problem if Jiminy Cricket was gay.
Did Colbert say that Jiminy's mouth is a cock holster for Pinocchio? I don't know. Did I miss that show?
He just didn't get up to that yet.
Now that you brought it up.
By the way, I don't understand that whole Colbert thing. I understand why people think it was offensive. I get it. I don't care. But I don't understand how being a cock holster is I don't understand the homophobic argument. It sounds like love between two men who have a mutual admiration for each other. It didn't sound gay to me.
It didn't sound gay to you?
No, it didn't sound homophobic.
No, it didn't sound homophobic.
That's what some on the right are saying.
No, I don't think so.
I can understand why someone would be offended. I mean, I don't give a shit one way if the left or right make fun of each other. I don't care. But no. But anyway, I don't think Germany did that with Pinocchio. No. Anyway. Tau of Energy is the energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau, T-A-O. Look at Pip nodding. He spells correctly.
Yes, he spelled it good so they know how to find it. Yay!
Stroking my own
throat. Stroking your own throat.
I'm a good boy. Tau of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring that every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu that is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year. Keep posted for that, which is hosted by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Experience all the Portobello has to offer to you at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.giancarellispizzanj.com. That's www.giancarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Size Building Productions, all your entertainment needs. If you need a DJ or comedians, celebrity person, or sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, anywhere?
Me? No. Johnny and the Alamos are going to be playing in Nyack, New York at Cinco de Mayo on Main Street in Nyack, but they're going to be doing that on May 20th.
You already fucking promoted that.
Yeah, I know. I want to do it again. Bite me.
Swallow.
Bite my succulent meat.
Wow, there's stuff we need to talk about. We might have to do another show. Good to know, Caitlin. Joe?
I'll be moving.
Look for Joe by the street corner with a bag full of shit.
Help me. Somebody help me carry my couch.
Oh, are you taking the couch?
Yeah.
Well, you've been sleeping on it long enough. Anyway, okay, I'm nowhere either. Good. Another successful week. Next week, me, Joe, Vincent, and Sensei. Sensei Russ. No Pip, unfortunately, Pip.
No, sorry.
See you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys next week. Special thanks to the chat room. Very good chat room tonight.
Oh, yes. My God. You guys were killing us.
Some energy. That's what we like out of the chat. Some ahs.
Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you, everybody, for listening on replay or to the syndicated part or whatever, however you guys listen. If you like us, tell a friend.